Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Monolithic India Limited H1 FY26 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Ms. Chandni Kankaria from Go India Advisors, investor relations to the company. Thank you, and over to you, ma'am.
Thank you, Steve. Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the maiden earnings conference call of Monolithic India Limited to discuss the H1 FY26 results. We have on the call with us from the management, Mr. Prabhat Tekriwal, Chairman and CFO, Mr. Harsh Tekriwal, Managing Director, and Mr. Kritish Tekriwal, Executive Director. We must remind you that the discussion on today's call may include certain forward-looking statements and must be, therefore, viewed in conjunction with the risk that the company faces. May I now request Mr. Kritish Tekriwal to take us through the company's business outlook and performance, subsequent to which we will open the floor for the Q&A. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
A warm welcome to all the participants joining us today. On behalf of Monolithic India Limited, I welcome you to our maiden earnings call following our recent listing on NSE Emerge platform. I'd like to begin by extending my heartfelt gratitude to all of you on the Diwali festival taking your precious time out with us. It is my pleasure to present the key highlights of Monolithic India Limited's financial and operational performance for the half-year ended September 30, 2025. Over the past 2 years, the company has demonstrated a strong and consistent growth trajectory. Revenue has expanded at a compound annual growth rate of 52%, underscoring both scale and customer confidence. Looking ahead, we remain focused on sustaining this momentum, with revenue CAGR FY25-28 projected in the range of 60%, supported by capacity additions and diversified client base. On the profitability front, our EBITDA has grown at an impressive 77% CAGR over the last 2 years, reflecting strong operating efficiency and cost discipline. We aim to maintain this performance, targeting an EBITDA CAGR of around 70% over the next 3 years. Our profit after tax has also delivered a robust 78% CAGR during the same period, driven by healthy scale-up and margin improvement. Going forward, we expect to sustain this trajectory, with PAT CAGR projected in the range of 74% this year. On a year-on-year basis, this company achieved 40% revenue growth, rising from 41 crores in H1 FY24-25 to 57 crores in H1 FY25-26. EBITDA and PAT grew by 38% and 57%, respectively, with PAT increasing from 5.6 crores to 8.8 crores during the same period. With these results, Monolithic continues to strengthen its foundation of sustainable growth, operational excellence, and financial prudence. At this point, I would like to invite our Managing Director to share further insights on the operational strategies and initiatives that have driven this performance and will continue to guide our further direction. Over to Harsh Tekriwal, our Managing Director.
Hello. Good afternoon, everyone. Before we move to the numbers, let me take a few minutes to talk about our company, the industry we operate in, and our direction ahead. Monolithic India was established in 2018 as a part of the Mineral Group of Companies and has since emerged as one of India's leading producers of high-quality premixed drumming mass, a key refractory material used in induction furnace by the secondary steel industry. We introduce ourselves as the enablers of premixed drumming mass in India, before which the total sales of premixed drumming mass was almost 5% of non-premixed drumming mass. Our products are designed to enhance furnace performance, improve energy efficiency, and ensure longer mining life, thereby supporting the productivity of steel manufacturers and cost effectiveness. Today, we proudly serve over 80% of integrated steel plants in India, contributing significantly to the country's secondary steel production base. Our manufacturing facility in Purulia, West Bengal, is strategically positioned close to major steel clusters of secondary steel manufacturers, which are largely in the states of Odisha, Chhattisgarh, Jharkhand, Bihar, and the region nearby. Our journey has been guided by a clear focus on innovation, operational discipline, and customer centricity, values that have consistently shaped our growth trajectory. At a broader level, India's steel industry continues to gain momentum, supported by the government's infrastructure-led growth agenda, strong domestic demand, and strategic initiatives like Make in India, Gati Shakti, and the National Infrastructure Pipeline. With secondary steel manufacturing growing rapidly, the need for reliable, high-quality refractory materials such as running mass has expanded considerably, hence enabling us to achieve whatever we have done till date. At this point, I would also like to tell you that the primary steel sector and the secondary steel sector are all going forward for integration into how we can make cost-effective steel. This cost-effective steel that will be manufactured will need thought process as to how we have to move from the BOF to the induction furnace units, because the induction furnace units do not require a continuity. They are driven by cost and not by continuity and foreign market. So we look forward to see some of India's major players putting their footsteps in the secondary steel sector as well. We see this as a structural opportunity, one that aligns perfectly with our capability and market position. As part of our strategic roadmap, we are steadily progressing with our capacity expansion plans that will drive the company's next phase of growth. Let us talk about the CapEx plans that have been taken. Following our IPO, we set out to execute two major CapEx projects, 16.57 crores in the parent company and 27.89 crores in Metallurgica, our wholly owned subsidiary. Together, these projects will enhance our total capacity from 132,000 metric tons per annum as of April 1, 2025, to 514,000 metric tons per annum over the next 8 months. I'm happy to share that the execution is progressing well, fully aligned with our planned timeline, and is being rolled out in phases, and we are dead ready to achieve the targets on time. With all these initiatives, our capacity expansion will also enable us to reduce our cost and therefore increase better operating margins. On the deployment of IPO proceeds, out of the total 44.46 crores earmarked for CapEx, 11.73 crores has already been deployed, and the remaining 32.73 crores will be utilized progressively through Q1 FY27. I would also like to take this time to introduce to the fact that we have gone for an EOGM yesterday to take in Mineral India Global Private Limited, a group company which was working on the same business line inside the Monolithic Net. This will enable us to increase better corporate governance, and this will also embark us in a journey of making the entire ecosystem that was available to us help the entire scenario synergy make it better. Now let us talk a little bit about the increase in revenue. The increase in revenue was majorly driven by the increase in sales of SGB777, our star product. It was also driven with the fact that we have gone through some cost-cutting methods such as better utilization of time of the labors and making more efficient work, making things work in a more efficient way. By this, I would like to start the Q&A round for to address Go India to take it ahead.
Thank you very much, sir. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to withdraw yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handset while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question comes from the line of Deepak Poddar with Sapphire Capital. Please go ahead.
Am I audible, sir?
Yes, sir, you're audible. Please go ahead.
Okay. Thank you very much, sir, for this opportunity. Sir, just wanted to understand first upon the industry.
Sir, I'm sorry. Can you please come closer to the mic and speak?
Yeah. No, much better.
Yes, sir, far better. Thank you.
Okay. So, sir, just wanted to understand first up on the industry side. I mean, what's the volume that at the industry level is being done, and what sort of growth and what sort of industry size for ramming mass is there in India?
Okay, it's a very good question to start off with, sir. At present, what we see is that India is almost making 170 to 180 million tons of steel, out of which 38% is being manufactured through the industrial furnace process. Now, the calculation
now,
is...
How much percent?
Every,
I missed that number. How much percent? For
38%, sir. 38%.
From EAF?
Yes. So, the calculation is that every ton of steel that is manufactured through secondary steel route will require between 25 to 30 kgs of ramming mass.
Okay.
So, if you go through that, that would be around 68.4 million tons of steel requiring the ramming mass. So, roughly the calculation would be somewhere around, the current market size for ramming mass would be around 3.5 lakh tons a month. That is what we see.
3 to 3.5 lakh ramming mass per month.
Yes, sir.
Okay. And at, what's the average? Please continue, sir.
So, one ton of steel manufactured through induction furnace process would require 25 to 30 kgs of ramming mass. So that is the equation. Now, the expansion plans that we are driving on is based on the simple arithmetic that India plans to reach 300 million tons of steel by 2030. That means that from here, almost we are looking at doubling the capacity, and the maximum expansions are happening in the induction furnace process. So we see that by the time our capacity expansion will be finished and, we'll be able to go on the complete capacity, the market would be somewhere around 4.5 lakh tons of ramming mass per material per month. Yes.
Okay. Understood. So we are looking to have around 10-15% market share, right? I mean,
sir, we are actually looking for more than that, but that is what we are all. That is what is we are there in the first phase.
Okay, in phase one.
So
we have any, I mean, any future expansion plan also post this 574 lakh?
No, sir. So the basic ideology in which we work our company is that when we have the vision that we will be able to sell this product, then only we go for CapEx. If you see the last 5 years, we have almost been running on 85 to 90% of operational capacity utilization. So the objective is not to increase the capacity and then drive on 50% or 60%, because the way we work, our PAT margins will not come at the right light if we do not work at least 80 to 90% of the capacity that has been installed. Now the thing is that since the capex one is coming on the existing unit, so in that we are sure that by as and when it is being rolled out, we'll be running on the full capacity. For the greenfield project, we are taking 3 months room, because any greenfield project may require some kind of adjustments and some kind of initial hiccups. So in the initial 3 months, we are taking 20 to 30% capacity utilization, and from there on, we are boosting the capacity.
Okay, understood. And just one final thing. So what's the average ASP per kg of ramming mass?
Average selling price?
Yes.
So for us, it is between 7.5 rupees to 8 rupees a kg. This is largely dependent on the fact that on that particular year, what was the cost of additives?
Okay. And so at, I mean, this 574, if we optimize it optimally, so what's the revenue potential we see at optimum utilization?
Sir, I think it would be little forward-looking for me to go on that, but still you can see that on an year-on-year basis, the rates of running mass has increased by 500 rupees metric ton because of the cost of labor, stone and other issues such as dollar rising. So dollar is directly affecting boron rates, and we do not take the rates, whatever extra thing comes on us, we put it forward to our customers. So you see the average ticket price of ramming mass should be around 8.5 rupees, and we plan to run on 80 or 90% efficiency at least in the next phase when the capacity comes for the WOS. So I think you can work it out.
Understood. That's very helpful, sir. That would be from my side. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Arpit Jain with Roop Rajat AgriTech Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir. Please.
Hello. Yeah. Hi, sir. I just wanted to ask that your peer company has a revenue of around 200 crore with their existing capacity. And after your planned expansion, what revenue target do you see? And also, what are your plans for the export segment?
Can you please repeat yourself?
Hello.
Yes, I can hear you.
I just wanted to ask, sir, that your peer company has a revenue of around 200 crore with their existing capacity. And after your planned expansion, what revenue target do you foresee for your company? And what are your plans for the export segment?
So, sir, if you see that the company that we have proposed to merge inside Monolithic, if we merge that to the existing one, we are standing at 160 crores of revenue without any capex coming into the picture. So,
okay.
That is the story which was there in the first initial 3-4 months before the IPO came. So now, as and when the capacity is being expanded, you can calculate on that how revenue and how things should work for us. That is one. Regarding the exports, we have started doing good numbers in Nepal. Tend to sell to Bangladesh, but Bangladesh right now we are selling through indirect suppliers which are there in India, so that there is no payment turmoil or payment issues coming in. And the next bigger segment of export comes in the Middle East and African region, for which we are aggressively trying to identify a unit in Ahmedabad or Rajasthan, so that the cost of transportation that would occur for taking the product from east to west is not taken, and we can export at the right margins.
Okay. That helps, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, we would like to remind participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question comes from the line of Deepak Ajmera from IGE India. Please go ahead.
Hello, Arpit this side. Am I audible?
Good afternoon, sir. You are audible.
Good afternoon. Thank you for the opportunity. So, with our current size of operations, my question is...
I'm sorry to interrupt you. Your voice is coming very low. Could you please come closer to the mic?
Yeah, is it better now?
Yes, sir.
Yes, it is better now.
So, what I'm saying is, with the current level of operations, what is the achievable kind of revenue for us?
Revenue in the sense of what in the financial year that will close now?
Not the financial year, but current capacity is what we have. What kind of revenue figure we can achieve?
Sir, we are targeting somewhere around 140 to 160 crores revenue in this financial year that will close. And for the financial year coming forward, it would be, see, as and when the CAPEX plans are being rolled out, what we do is we take the first 2 months in 50% to 60% capacity and subsequently add up to that. That is the modeling on which we are working. Okay. So, at present, we are looking at somewhere 140 to 160 crore rupees of top line and somewhere around 22 to 24 crore rupees of PAT.
Got it. Secondly, what is the entry barrier into our industry?
So the biggest thing is that this is a very critical component. Although the cost of steel is around 60,000 rupees ton, but the average cost incurred for them is around 150 or 140 rupees in that one ton. And the impact of this is very high. So people want a reliable supplier, person or a company who has good credentials of manufacturing this. This could be very fatal if it fails. There are injuries, there are furnace blasts and so many other things happening. So there is some kind of, you should have at least 5 to 10 years of credentials to do, to supply to good companies for, single furnaces or small companies. That would not be that much important, but for a bigger company, say, let us suppose that a company who's been doing 1,000 or 2,000 crore rupees revenue on a monthly basis, and if any injury or any fatality happens, any issue happens, and they have to close the plant for 15 or 20 days, it is so much loss that the entire lifetime of running mass will not take. So, you know, there has to be some kind of, brand value added to it. Now the thing is that if you see Monolithics India, you would see that, okay, this brand value is created in 6 years. But that is not true. The company that we are taking in now, which was initially a proprietorship firm started by my father, Mr. Prabhat Tikriwal. So we have given around 15, 20 years to this industry to understand that, okay, where are the critical components, how we have to take care of the quality, how to develop our quality line, how to ensure that if suppose that we talk about 50,000 tons or 20,000 tons of supply, that means that every day the plant receives 2,000 or 3,000 bags of running mass from us. This has to be very, very critically seen through quality checks and other parameters. So, you know, every industry will have some kind of barrier, but in this particular industry, you should at least have good credentials so that you get that kind of volume.
Got it. Okay, thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Hardik Gandhi with HPMG Shares and Securities. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Am I audible?
Oh, yes.
Yes, sir. You're audible. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Yeah, thank you for the question. So, just three small questions. First is on a quality point of view. I think one of your competitors have a patent for their product. So just to know how on the quality standard are we at par with them, or are we substandard to them? What kind of quality difference is there between our product and theirs?
For the patent, that first of all, I should not be commenting on the peer competitor, but still, since you've asked this question, the patent could be of manufacturing, could be of any particular process, or could be any protocol that I have been following. So if tomorrow I tell you that the protocol that we have developed for a plant and we are trying to get a patent of it so that no one can manufacture that particular product through that process, that is not very hard to achieve in such a niche industry. Okay. Now regarding the quality parameters, if you see, there are more than, I think, 15 to 20 clients where we also supply, they also supply. And this is such a cheap product for them. If for the steel manufacturers, if we supply at 154, the average cost for procurement from Monolithics, if it comes at 154, maybe it would come 156 from the other party, or 156 from us and 154 from them, not more than 2 rupees difference. So if there would be any sky and high difference of product quality, will it be possible for us to cater to the biggest players of secondary steel in India? We cater to Rashmi Metallics, we cater to Rungta Mines, we cater to Shyam Steel, we cater to SRMB, we cater to Vandana, we cater to JSW around, all of the clients that we cater to. We cater to Sambhav, which got listed very recently. And most of the plants that we cater to, we are around 80% or 70% of their total consumption. So I think that is pretty much what I could tell you.
Okay. And the next question is on the upcoming facility, right? So nearly we are expanding 3 times the capacity. So do you think that the market is ready for that kind of supply? There might be demand, but if you are increasing 3 times, then you know there is a possibility of price erosion, margin contraction, because you have such a high capacity. So just wanted your thoughts on that.
Sir, that is a very good question. There are 2 things that we have to understand here. That right now we would be making, I'm just talking on roughly, we would be making around 10 to 15% of market share maybe. The other peer competitor who would be doing around 20%, 25% or 30%. But you have to understand that there is still 50% at least of unorganized players which are there in the business who do not follow the correct industry standards or who are not following the safety protocols and are still able to manufacture. Now these people were able to work on the mode that, you know, this industry, you can set up a 500 or a 1000 ton plant a month at a very low capex. The capex is low and the working capital is high. So these kind of units are now disregarded because most of the secondary steel plants, their capacity, their consumption is 2,000-3,000 tons a month. And whereas on the contrary of that, the supplier's production is 500-1,000 tons a month. So how could he cater to those kind of clients? It is not possible. So there is lot of room and lot of elimination that has to happen on the unorganized place. That is number one, on which we are playing. The number two point is that mostly 80 or 70% of our clients that we cater to are on capex trajectory. So as I mentioned in the call earlier, that we forecast the capex that is coming off our customers first. We are proud to tell you that we maintain around 60 to 70% customer retention rate. And all of these customers have been expanding vigorously. So if I take any ex-customer of mine who used to need 500 tons of running mass in 2019, they require 5,000 tons of running mass at present. So this is driven by the end-use capacity enhancement that we see there. So these are the two things which I think personally that will consume this, and plus whatever the additional capacity that has to come in future.
Understood, understood. Thank you for the answer. And just the last question. So on the capex front, we have mentioned the capex number on our presentation, but does that include the capex required to have cost reduction, like the solar panel cost and as well as the automation cost? Is that included or that is separate?
Yes sir. It is included, sir.
So how much on the margin front are we looking to save by doing that process?
Then the fact is that now West Bengal has net metering available. So we see that there should be at least 20 to 30% of saving on the electricity bill that we would incur. So on an ideal basis, that would at least help us by, you know, 0.4% or 3% on the net cost incurred. If you talk about solar panels or renewable energy that we are trying to take in, regarding the automation, I can be dead sure of the fact that the subsidiary operations margins will be better than the one which we are playing on. See, I am very sure that you would be a very experienced person to sit today and talk to us on the manufacturing facility. You understand that Monotix was started in 2019. It was a 3-acre plant. Okay, we kept on doing brownfield project on that, and we kept on improvising. So when you try to renovate something, there is a certain level of constraint that comes in. Now that constraint is that we will not be able to exceed more than 20,000 or 25,000 tons in this particular unit which we were working. And the operation cost is slightly on the higher side because we have to make sure that we keep supplying also and we keep improvising also. But whereas the greenfield project is concerned, it is a 15 acre, I'm telling, maybe it's 12 to 15 acre land that we have proposed for the project. And in that, everything will be in this synchronization that the unnecessary usage of heavy machinery like forklifts or Pokeland, that will be avoided. So the cost of that, the legal of that the expense goes much lower than what we are incurring now.
Understood. So just to, if you could just quantify it in the terms of margin expansion, would it be prudent to say after this exercise we'll be expanding our margin by at least 1%?
More than that definitely. We think that would come as a byproduct of the economies of scale that we are trying to achieve.
Okay, so just by economies of scale we are expanding by a margin 1%, and then with the additional cost saving we can further save
that cost. Yes, that is what you know, it looks like to us, because the thing is, you have your direct expenses, your indirect expenses. Now that is getting divided by my company right now has around 7 to 8 lakh rupees security guard bill. That wouldn't be increased for the fact that I started manufacturing more. So there are so many things like this that would, you know, increase the bottom line definitely. And apart from that, the process that we are going to go improvise in CAPEX 1 in December and the CAPEX 2 there, we are trying to reduce labor as much as possible and increase margins from that end also.
Okay. Thank you so much for the answers. All the best, sir.
Yes. Thank you so much, sir.
The next question comes from the line of Ankur Gulati with Genuity Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thoda sa apna working capital ke baare mein kuch samjhaye mujhe. Kitna inventory days or receivable or payable days rehta hai normal?
Sir, apna jo working capital ka requirement hai na, ye thoda sa seasonal hai. Jaise isme kya hota hai, hum log ko PO में मोटा मोटी 30 दिन से 35 दिन का पेमेंट टर्म्स लिख के आता है, पर उसका जीआरएन बनना, उसका पेमेंट आना, ये सब सब मिला के आप 45 दिन से 50 दिन मान लीजिए 80% कस्टमर के लिए, बाकी 15-20% कस्टमर का और 5-10 दिन आगे मान लीजिए, मोटा मोटी 50 से 60 दिन के बीच में रोटेट करता है। अगर आप किसी भी साल के 30 तारीख को देखोगे तो ज्यादा दिखेगा, क्योंकि हमारा पेमेंट 1 से 10 तारीख को मैक्सिमम मेजोरिटी में आता है। हमारा जो मंथली जीआरएन पास होता है, मोस्ट ऑफ द पेमेंट्स दैट वी गेट इज बिटवीन 1st to 10th। सो व्हेन यू सी द बुक्स ऑन 30th, इट लुक्स दैट काफी उधार दिया हुआ है। 1 से 10 तारीख को देखोगे तो अचानक से 7-8 करोड़ रुपए का फर्क आ जाता है। एक तो वो है, दूसरी चीज जो इन्वेंट्री है, हम लोगों का जो पत्थर है इसका फ्रेट मोटा मोटी आप मान लीजिए कि 1000 से 1100 रुपए टन के आसपास पड़ता है, और पत्थर का कॉस्ट जो है वो 1500 से 1800 रुपए टन के बीच में रहता है। तो भाड़े का जो क्वेश्चन है वो बहुत बड़ा है। अब इंडिया का जो इंडस्ट्री है इसमें क्या है कि बारिश के समय में भाड़ा कम है, कि दुर्गा पूजा के समय में थोड़ा सा ज्यादा है, जब धान की मूवमेंट होती है तो उस समय बहुत ज्यादा है। तो हर समय के हिसाब से जब अपने को सबसे सस्ता भाड़ा मिलता है उस समय हम लोग माल को स्टॉक करते हैं, जितना स्टॉक कर सकते हैं उतना स्टॉक करते हैं, और फिर जिस सीजन में हम लोगों को लगता है कि भाड़ा ज्यादा पड़ेगा उस सीजन में माल खरीदना छोड़ देते हैं, ताकि उसका इम्पैक्ट अपने को ना पड़े। सिमिलरली बोरिक एसिड और बोरोन ऑक्साइड दो एडिटिव हम लोगों के इस्तेमाल होते हैं। इस दोनों में से बोरोन ऑक्साइड जो है ये हम लोगों को वेंडर इम्पोर्ट करके देते हैं, जो डॉलर से फ्लक्चुएट होता है, तो हम लोग कोशिश करते हैं कि लॉन्ग टर्म 3 महीना 4 महीना का उनको पीओ दे दें जब डॉलर सही दाम पे है, ताकि हमारा कॉस्ट बढ़े नहीं। और रही बात बोरिक एसिड की, हम लोग मेजोरिटी जिस पर्टिकुलर वेंडर से खरीदते हैं उनका ऑलमोस्ट स्टील के बोरिक एसिड के जो ग्रेड है उसमें मोनोपोली है, और दाम उनका भी काफी फ्लक्चुएट करता है बेस्ड ऑन हाइड्रोक्लोरिक एसिड एंड थिंग्स लाइक दैट। तो जैसे अगर अभी करंट ट्रेंड की बात करें तो 15 दिन पहले बोरिक एसिड का दाम 100 रुपए किलो था और आज 150 रुपए किलो है। तो हम लोग कोशिश करते हैं कि 2 महीना 2.5 महीना का स्टॉक रखें। ये सीजनल है, ऐसा नहीं कि अब वो 150 रह ही जाएगा। हर साल ऐसा होता है कि एक पॉइंट आती है जिसमें क्रंच आता है, फिर वो क्रंच रिलीज होता है। ये मोटा मोटी आपको 5 साल 6 साल व्यापार करते करते समझ में आ जाता है कि कब मेरे को माल रखना है और कब मेरे को माल छोड़ना है।
सितंबर 25 के नंबर देखते हैं तो 4 करोड़ 20 लाख के कुछ ट्रेड पेबल्स दिखा रहे हैं, कैश फ्लो स्टेटमेंट में जो बढ़ गए हैं, वो क्या है?
एक सेकंड सर, मेरे को निकालना दीजिए।
कैश फ्लो स्टेटमेंट में ऑपरेटिंग कैश फ्लो में 4 करोड़ 17 लाख का ट्रेड पेबल बढ़ा है।
कैश फ्लो एक बार फिर से रिपीट करिएगा ना, बोलिए।
कैश फ्लो स्टेटमेंट में,
हाँ,
कैश फ्लोज में 4 करोड़ 17 लाख का ट्रेड पेबल का नेगेटिव नंबर दिखा रहा है, मतलब ट्रेड पेबल्स बढ़ गए। तो ये क्या, किस चीज का खर्चा हुआ है, किसी को एडवांस दिया है या क्या है?
नहीं, ये हम लोगों ने पेमेंट दिया है, ये एडवांस नहीं है।
इसकी वजह से ऑपरेटिंग कैश फ्लो काफी डिप हो
गया है। सर इसमें क्या है ना, मैं समझ गया आप क्या पूछ रहे हो, मैं आपको बताता हूँ। जैसे क्या है कि हम लोग जिन वेंडर से काम करते हैं ना, जो हमारे पत्थर के व्यापारी हैं, उनके पास में छोटी पूंजी है, 10 लाख 20 लाख 30 लाख का उनका क्रेडिट लिमिट रहता है, 40 लाख का। और ये हम लोगों ने उनको अभी दशहरा के समय में 30 सितंबर पड़ा था तो फास्ट पेमेंट दिया है, शायद इसी कारण से ही आपको ये दिख रहा है, मतलब ये आपको जो कम हुआ हुआ दिख रहा है पहले के बनस्पत, यही आप शायद समझना चाह रहे हैं, राइट?
सर ट्रेड पेएबल बढ़ गया 7 करोड़ 20 लाख से, इसलिए नेगेटिव नंबर आ रहा है, पे किया है।
बड़ा नहीं ना सर, रिपेड हुआ है ना वो, तो ब्रैकेट में है ना सर, आउटफ्लो है ना कैश का।
चाहिए मैं बाद में वो ले सकता। ठीक है, थैंक यू।
यस सर, थैंक यू।
द नेक्स्ट क्वेश्चन कम्स फ्रॉम द लाइन ऑफ रिति अग्रवाल विद HUF, प्लीज गो अहेड।
Thank you for the opportunity, sir. So my first question would be, like, we have multiple CapEx is coming online. So how are you planning to fund those? Can you just specify the debt equity ratio?
Sir, ma'am, we are a debt-free company, and whatever CapEx plans have been taken are all from the IPO proceeds. And we have made provisions of around 20 crore rupees as working capital that we have to infuse in the capex growth as and when it comes. So there is no debt at the moment, and we do not see any debt coming to us in the near future either.
Okay, released in the press release that we can take an interest-free loan from the promoter. So are you planning to take that till FY28?
No, ma'am. So that is for the fact that Mineral India, we are the company which is a group company. We are making that a wholly owned subsidiary of our company at NAV value. But that company has around 40 to 50 crore rupees of top line and between 5 to 7 crore rupees of PAT. So the cost of acquisition of that company is coming somewhere around 17 and a half crore rupees. Now we are going to use accruals that are there in the company, and whatever extra will be required will be supplied as loans from the director, so that the liquidity of the company is not killed. It is not for the fact that any capacity enhancement has been done from that. That is just for the fact that we feel that the accruals will be sufficient for us to acquire that. But if at all we require any extra fluidity, then the director will provide loan on interest-free basis, so that there is no liquidity crunch coming in.
Yeah, got it. My next question would be, like, what was this year's capacity utilization for FY26?
Sorry, ma'am, I could not hear you. Please repeat.
My next question is, what was the capacity utilization for this year, FY26?
Sir, ma'am, it was almost 97%.
Okay, and sir, matlab, what would be the peak utilization when our capacity expanded to 57,40,000 till FY28? So what are you targeting your peak utilization would be in FY28?
Ma'am, by 28, we are targeting 80 to 85% of capacity utilization.
Okay, we would be running at 80 to 85% in
FY28,
no?
Yes. Since this is going to be transcripted, we are a company who have one thing in clear, that we will never kill our margins by our extra capacity. This is what we have been driving on in the last 6 years. When we see that there is a market available, then we go for the capacity. And once this is utilized and we see that, okay, there is further scope available, then we will again go for capacity expansion. So there shouldn't be any point that we kill our margins by our own over capacity. That is what I'm trying to tell you.
Okay, got it. Thank you so much, sir, and all the best for your future. Thank you.
Thank you so much, ma'am.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Samarth Gupta, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hi, am I audible?
Yes. Good afternoon, sir. You are audible.
Yeah. So my question, first question is, the total consumption of your raw material, what would be the proportion of stone versus the additives?
Stone versus?
the other additives that we use?
Sir, additives in 1 ton of running mass, additives could vary from 5 kgs to 15 kgs based on what recipe you are supplying to the customer and what is the technical type that they require. Whereas the stone requirement is around roughly 70 to 80%, and the rest 25 to 30% is grinded powder that is also like a different stone which has been already grinded and mixed here. So if you see, there's a product called quartz or quartzite powder. We call it as Q powder in short. That is being added roughly around 20 to 30%, based again on what specs the customers require. So 20 to 30% would be quartz powder. 70% would be 65 to 69 point some percent would be stone boulder, and then the additives. So if you talk about on a per unit basis, the additives cost will vary from 1200 to 1800 rupees per metric ton.
Okay, and the stone cost would be 1500 to 1800 rupees per metric ton.
No, 1500 stone price right now is around 1500 to 1800. It reaches us between 24 to 2900 based on the grade of the stone and the transportation cost at that given time.
Okay. So can you explain more about the additives? What are used and how do these costs vary, as you mentioned, 1200 to 1800 metric ton?
So there are two types of additives that are being used. One is called boron oxide, which is 98 to 99.5% purity boron, which is not available in India. We do not import it directly. What we do is there are registered vendors who import it and then we buy it from them. That is one kind of additive. The second additive is boric acid, which is being manufactured by organic industry, Morarji Borax, Indo Borax, and company similar to that. That is the raw material of that again could partially come from outside India, but that is being manufactured in India itself.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
These two are the main additives?
Yes, sir. These are the two main additives. And the last one, as I told you, the quartz powder, that is not an additive, that is part of the processing. We do not term it as additive.
Right. Exactly.
Yes.
Okay. Okay, so another follow-up question I had. So
yes,
can you please explain more about your top 2 to 5 customers?
Sir, our top...
Are there any customer concentration risk?
Sir, customer concentration risk is very low for us, because like if you talk about our customer, like there are groups that they take plant from product from us. So if you talk about Rungta Mines has 5 units running, and that those 5 units are based on different locations. Similarly, Rashmi Metallics could be our second biggest. They have 6 to 7 units running in different locations. So you have to understand that in this secondary steel, 70% or 80% of the concentration is in the groups. There are 20 to 25 large groups operating in India, which make almost 70% of the steel.
Right.
Yes.
So my question remains that what stopping these customers from buying from other from your peers or other companies?
Sorry, sir, I could not hear you. Can you please repeat?
My question is, since we have our sales concentration is from these groups, so what is stopping them from buying from other peers in the industry?
No, nothing is stopping them. The thing is that they require product in huge volume, and the location advantage that we have, the pricing that we have, and the ability to provide the same consistent product that we have. gives us edge over them. Not that they do not, in any plant, they will always have two vendors. They wouldn't go for a single party if the consumption is high. So 70 to 80% they would be taking from us, 20% from some other. In some places, 20% from us, 70 to 80% from others. So it depends really, you know, what is their plan of procurement based on what pricing that has been given.
Right. So this will be an inherent customer concentration risk for us, right?
If you call it, sir, I mean, I just explained to you that we are almost working with 63 customers, 55 to 63 customers as on date. So, but if you see the volume that goes around 20 to 25% goes to two or three major groups and then the next 50-60% to the other companies, maybe 40 companies. That is,
in volume terms, are these two groups only forming 20-30%?
20%. In volume terms, around 20% these two groups are forming. But the groups, they are located at different sites and the different dynamics. They are not, if you call it a group, it is a group. If you don't call it, it is an entirely different integrated steel plant located in Dekanal, located in Chaibasa, located in Barbil, located in Jharsuguda. So the location is different, the name entity is different, but if you see the payment would be coming from a single source, if that is what you call it a group.
Understood.
Yes, sir.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you so much, sir.
The next question is from the line of Harshit Sachdeva with Columbus Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, am I audible?
Yes, you are audible, sir. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, sir. Thank you. New to the company and the industry, actually, but most of my questions have been answered. Sir, ek baar agar aap bata dein ki aapka product banta kaise hai and एक तो समझ में आ गया कि दो प्रोडक्ट्स हैं स्टोन और एडिटिव्स अलग अलग एसपी के साथ जैसी कस्टमर रिक्वायरमेंट आप बना के भेज देते हैं रिलायबिलिटी ऑफ सप्लाई बहुत इंपॉर्टेंट है बट एनी अदर फैक्टर्स और दूसरा सर जो अनऑर्गेनाइज मार्केट के बारे में आपने बताया तो उसमें मतलब स्मॉल सेकेंडरी मैन्युफैक्चरर्स कौन है जिनको आप सप्लाई करना चाहते हैं और जो आपने ब्रांड एस्टेब्लिश किया
सर हमारा जो प्रोडक्ट है इसमें आप समझिए कि हमारे पास में एक क्रशिंग का पूरा यूनिट रहता है एक मिक्सिंग का यूनिट रहता है एक स्क्रीमिंग का यूनिट रहता है पूरा का पूरा एक सिंक्रोनाइज वे में काम करता है एक हम लोगों के पास में अपना एक प्रोसेस रहता है जिससे हम लोग इसको मैन्युफैक्चर करते हैं ठीक है दूसरी चीज क्या है कि अनऑर्गेनाइज सेक्टर जो है वो पोस्ट मिक्स रनिंग मास बनाता है इसका माने ये हुआ कि वो बिना एडिटिव्स का रनिंग मास बनाता है पर एडिटिव्स के पास का जो रनिंग मास है वो बनाने की कोशिश कर सकता है उसमें वो लोग क्या करते हैं पहले दे विल मेक द रनिंग मास देन दे विल ऐड द एडिटिव्स टू इट हमारा ऐसा नहीं है हमारा प्रोसेस जो है इसमें जैसे जैसे हम लोग प्रोडक्ट बनाते हैं उसमें उस एडिटिव को इन्फ्यूज करते हैं इसीलिए हमारा मिक्सिंग क्वालिटी बहुत सुपीरियर है अगर आप समझो कि आज से 6-7 साल पहले कितने लोग थे जो रेडीमिक्स खरीदते थे और आज रेडीमिक्स खरीदते हैं तो हमारे में भी ऑलमोस्ट यही कारण है कोविड के समय में कोविड से पहले की अगर आप बात करोगे तो इंडिया में शायद प्रीमिक्स रनिंग मास के जो मेजर मैन्युफैक्चरर थे और अभी भी बनाते हैं वो टाटा रिफैक्ट्रीज लिमिटेड है TRL कोरोसाकी है ठीक है पर वो इस प्रोडक्ट को 10-10.5 रुपए किलो के रेट पे बेचते हैं अभी भी उनका रेट काफी हाई है ना और इसको बनाने का जो पूरा का पूरा मेथड है वो एक सीक्रेटिव प्रोसेस रहता है विच इनेबल्स यू टू अटेन दैट क्वालिटी ऐसा कोई सीक्रेट नहीं है कि इसमें दैट यू नो अदर्स कैन नॉट कॉपी यू बट स्टिल यू विल हैव अ एज ऑन द एंटायर थिंग अब जितने भी अनऑर्गेनाइज प्लेयर हैं दे आर स्लोली लूजिंग ऑन players like us for the fact that they are not able to maintain that kind of stock of boric acid or boron oxide. If they took the order now, they wouldn't be able to cater the order because the prices went up. They would not be able to hedge those rates. They would not have the technology. their products will fail. So, जैसे जैसे premix श्रमिक मास का requirement बढ़ रहा है, वैसे वैसे unorganized sector के लोग अपने आप इस गेम से आउट हो जा रहे हैं.
ओके सर. और सर एक एक बेसिक क्वेश्चन था कि रैमिंग मास जो आपके कस्टमर्स हो किस लिए यूज करते हैं फर्नेसेस में?
सर एक इंडक्शन फर्नेस रूप से मेटल को मेल्ट किया जाता है. वो इंडक्शन फर्नेस जो है वो लोहे का बना हुआ है, उसके अंदर में 1700-1650 डिग्री टेम्परेचर पे लोहे को गलाया जाता है. तो रैमिंग मास का जो मेन पर्पस है इट इज टू act as a differentiator between the two, so that those 6 inch of lining which is there, that helps the furnace to work. Otherwise, their instrument will get damaged. It cannot work. It is a refractory product. ठीक है. तो जैसे उनको उसका एक lining वो लगाते हैं 6 inch का, 5 inch का, 7 inch का based on their application process. It reduces 2-3 inches, 2.5 inches. Slowly it reduces. And when a cut-off time comes, every 45 to 50 hours or 60 hours, a cut-off time will come depending on what they are melting. After that, they have to break the lining and do a fresh lining.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Very helpful. Thank you.
This is a consumable product for them, sir.
Thank you, sir. The next question is from the line of Paras Chedda with Purple One Vertex Ventures. Please go ahead.
Hello, Arshi. Good afternoon, Arshi. Sir, congratulations for the good set of results. काफी बढ़िया है. Just wanted to understand only one or two things. अपना बड़ा जो phase of expansion है to 5,74,000 tons will happen by end of this year lecture. So, I guess early Q1 of 2027 we should be having that capacity with us.
Yes,
so, is that understanding correct? End of FY26.
Yes, that understanding is 100% correct, sir.
Yeah. So, sir, apna, what is the targeted utilization for next year, FY27? And are we planning any sort of exports at some point?
Sir, अभी इसमें ऐसा है कि हम लोग जिस प्लांट को अभी ऑलरेडी ऑपरेट कर रहे हैं, ठीक है, हमारा क्या है कि हम लोग 97-98% यूटिलाइजेशन पे चल रहे हैं और कुछ माल हमको ट्रेड करके अपना कस्टमर को बचा के रखना है क्योंकि आगे हमको बहुत काम करना है. तो इसमें हम लोग स्टेप बाय स्टेप कैपेसिटी बढ़ा रहे हैं. जैसे आपने देखा होगा कि हमने जुलाई में एक बार बढ़ाया, फिर अक्टूबर में बढ़ाया, पर अभी ये काम खत्म नहीं हुआ है. दिसंबर में ये लगभग 2.5 लाख टन पे पहुंच जाएगा सालाना दर पे फॉर मोनोचिक्स, ठीक है. और वही बात जो ग्रीन फील्ड की है, ग्रीन फील्ड प्रोजेक्ट हम लोग जो फिनिश करेंगे उसकी कैपेसिटी अपने पास में मोटा मोटी आप मान लीजिए कि नेक्स्ट फाइनेंशियल ईयर के शुरुआत में आ जाएगी. हो सकता है कि शुरुआत के 2-3 महीने हम लोगों को उसको वहां पे क्वालिटी सेट करने में या कोई इनिशियल छोटी मोटी टेक्निकल परेशानियां आए, जैसे इस साल बारिश बहुत हो गई, अगर ऐसा कुछ हो गया तो हो सकता है 1-2 महीना हम लोग कम कैपेसिटी में काम कर सके. हम लोग ये टारगेट ले रहे हैं कि जो आपका सब्सिडियरी कंपनी है वो पहले 6 महीने 5,000-6,000 टन महीने पे काम करेगा और उसके बाद 6-5 महीना में जैसे ही वो सेट हो जाएगा कि वो 15,000-20,000 टन पे शूट करेगा. तो व्हाट हमारा अगर आप सीधा सा लक्ष्य समझोगे अगले साल के इस साल फाइनेंशियल ईयर के अंत का, तो इट शुड बी समवेयर अराउंड आवर कैपेसिटी शुड बी इंस्टॉल्ड कैपेसिटी. तो आपको हमने बता दिया 35,000 से 36,000 टन महीने का रनिंग मास हम बेच रहे होंगे
फॉर द एंड ऑफ FY27.
यस सर, 100%.
Right. And most of it, I mean, yeah, almost all of it share domestic,
Sir, अभी तो domestic है क्योंकि देखिए हमारे पास से बांग्लादेश और नेपाल सबसे पास है. It is around 200 kilometers from our units. So Bangladesh, it's not stable from last 2 years. दो साल पहले हमारे पास capacity नहीं थी, हम लोग निश्चित को छोड़ के अनिश्चित के लिए नहीं गए. नेपाल में अभी हम काम कर रहे हैं on LC basis. धीरे धीरे हम लोग वहाँ पे
ग्रो कर रहे हैं। जैसे पिछले साल हमने काफी कम काम किया था, इस साल हम लोग अच्छा काम करेंगे वहां पे। नेपाल में जैसे जैसे थोड़ा सा स्टेबिलिटी आएगा, नेपाल का अपना पावर प्रॉब्लम चल रहा है, पावर का वहाँ पे शॉर्टेज रहता है, नेपाल में हम लोग काम करेंगे, काम हमारा बढ़ेगा। जो मिडिल ईस्ट का एक्सपोर्ट है वो यहाँ से थोड़ा सा कम फिजिबल होता है, क्योंकि पहले जो बना हुआ माल है वो माल यहाँ से अहमदाबाद मुंद्रा पोर्ट जाएगा, उसका 3 से 4 रुपए किलो का भाड़ा लगता है, तो हमारे लिए उसको टैप करना मुश्किल होता है। इसके लिए कंपनी बहुत जोर से उस तरफ में कोई यूनिट खोज रही है, बहुत बड़ी यूनिट नहीं, जिसका कैपेसिटी 3 से 5 हजार टन महीने का हो, जिससे कि हम लोग जो वहाँ का पूरा एक्सपोर्ट का बिजनेस है उसको कैटर कर सके। हमारा वहाँ पे भी लक्ष्य एक ही है कि ऐसा नहीं कि हम 50 हजार टन का प्लान डाल दें और फिर 50% और 60% के एफिशिएंसी में चलें। अगर प्लांट लगाएंगे, सस्ता उचित दाम पे चीज को खरीदेंगे और उचित एफिशिएंसी पे काम करेंगे, हम लोगों का जो प्रोडक्ट है सस्ता प्रोडक्ट है, जब वो 80% 90% एफिशिएंसी पे चलता है तो अपने आप पैसा निकाल के देता है, और जब 40% और 50% में चलता है तो उसकी एफिशिएंसी को मॉनिटर करना या कमेंट करना बहुत टफ है।
नहीं सर, बढ़िया चल रही है, तो आई थिंक बेस्ट ऑफ लक सर, आई मीन फॉर कैपेसिटी, अपकमिंग कैपेसिटी एंड ग्रोथ आल्सो। थैंक यू,
थैंक यू सो मच सर।
थैंक यू। द नेक्स्ट क्वेश्चन इज फ्रॉम द लाइन ऑफ गौतम गुप्ता फ्रॉम GMPL, प्लीज गो अहेड।
हेलो सर, आई हैव अ क्वेश्चन। सो
गुड आफ्टरनून सर,
आई एम ऑडिबल सर?
Yes, you are audible, so please tell me.
Yes, my question was that as per my estimates, the market for aiming mass is around 2 to 2.5 million entrants, out of which 30 to 40% is in eastern region, which makes your addressable market in India approximately 6 to 8 lakh tons. So, as I heard, you are planning for capacity of 5.6 lakh tons. How will you achieve 80% market share in that, sir? And also, if you plan to supply outside Eastern India, how will you be able to supply considering the high freight costs as you just mentioned previously?
Sir, I'm not sure the data that you're talking about. So, when you talk about Eastern India, at present, we supply to Chhattisgarh, we supply to Telangana, we supply to the entire Northeast, we supply to West Bengal, we supply to Odisha, we supply to Bihar, we supply to Jharkhand. So the entire belt, if you see, the capacity is much higher than whatever research report that you have been able to gather. और हमारे में एक समस्या क्या आती है कि जो प्लांट है वो प्लांट में कितने फर्नेस हैं, वो फर्नेस कब बढ़े, कितना उसकी कैपेसिटी हुई, ये इसका एक सही रिपोर्ट हम लोगों को नहीं मिलता है, ठीक है। लेकिन आप इस चीज को समझिए कि हम लोग अभी जहाँ पे बैठे हैं, ठीक है, हमारे पास से रायपुर का भाड़ा लगभग 1500 से 1700 रुपीज पर मेट्रिक टन पड़ता है, ठीक है। जो वाइजैक का भाड़ा है लगभग 2000 रुपीज टन पड़ता है, ठीक है। तो मेरा जो मैक्सिमम फ्रेट आउटवर्ड का कॉस्ट है वो 2000 है, बाकी सब उसके अंदर अंदर है। वेर एज इफ एनी प्लेयर हु सिटिंग इन द वेस्टर्न बेल्ट हैज टू कम एंड कैटर टू एनी ऑफ दीज यूनिट्स, द मिनिमम फ्रेट दैट दे विल एंकर इज अराउंड 3000 रुपीज। सो दिस एरिया फ्रेट कॉस्ट इज नॉट फिजिबल फॉर देम on direct to direct comparison one. Second point is that since जो freight inward और outward का काम होता है depends on that what is coming to this place and what is going out. Like for example, if you talk about the freight from here to Bangalore, that is around 3600 rupees metric ton. Okay. If you talk about that freight from Rajasthan, it would be 4500 rupees per metric ton. If you talk about freight from here to Maharashtra, it would be around 2400 rupees per metric ton. And if you talk about freight from Rajasthan to Maharashtra of the belt that I am talking about, that would be again 1800 to 2000 rupees metric ton.
This is not the point exactly that how will you supply from East India or how will you supply from Western India. अगर आपका प्रोडक्ट अच्छा है, अगर आपका प्रोडक्ट सही तरीके से प्राइस है, so you can definitely supply to the entire India. हो सकता है कहीं पे आप 15% कमाएंगे, कहीं पे 12%, कहीं पे 8%, पर आप प्रॉफिटेबल 100% रहेंगे.
Thank you.
A reminder to all participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Dipanshu Jain from Haim Securities. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. First of all, congratulations for your great set of numbers. So my first question is, sir, for the
good afternoon, sir. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you, sir. So my first question is, like, capacity expansion which we are doing in monolithic, so we are expanding from 1,32,000 to 2,50,000, sir. So, like, what is the timeline, like, when it will get operational?
That will be 2,06,000 is already operational from 2nd of October, and it will reach 2,50,000 by December 31st. आपको नए साल से पहले हम लोग गुड न्यूज़ दे देंगे.
Okay, so like 31st of December will be the timeline.
Yes, sir.
Okay. And sir, what will be our capacity utilization targets in FY26 and 27 on consolidated basis?
Sir, we would finally reach to a point of 574,000 tons by the year ending.
And sir, what will be the capacity utilization?
Sir, the capacity utilization, as I mentioned before, the 250,000 tons that we are taking, we would be able to move on 90% or 85% utilization as and when it is installed. Regarding the new green field project that we are taking, the initial 5 months we are taking on 40-50%, and the next 6 months we are driving or trying to drive on 70-80%.
And sir, lastly, this Mineral India which we had acquired, so sir, like, this has a capacity of 57,000. So this will be added in our total capacity, 574,000 plus the 57,000. Or like
Yes, sir. It will be added on the. Sir, we are not counting on this because this is catering to a separate business from last 5 to 7 years, and you know, it has been working on the entire full capacity. So we are not calculating on this for the 574 figure that we are talking as an expansion part.
Okay, so like this is like over and above 574?
Yes, it is.
And this manufactures running mass only?
Yes. This manufactures running mass and cue powder. The cue powder that is used in the running mass only. I mean, one of the products that is used there.
And this company has a turnover of around 40-50 CR.
Yes, sir. It is around 40-50 CR. So basically, what we are doing right now, we are doing some kind of bottlenecking there. There were few conveyors that were troubling us from last 4-5 years. We are revamping that. We can it has been moving very swiftly between 40 to 50 crore rupees of top line.
So by when we can expect
this to be completed? इसमें थोड़ा सा seasonality रहता है जो हम लोगों का काम है ना आपके running mass का. इसमें H1 और H2 को आप compare करेंगे तो 10-15% का seasonality रहता है. H1 में बारिश बहुत होती है. बारिश बहुत होने के कारण थोड़ा सा हम लोगों के लिए प्रोडक्शन भी टफ हो जाता है. और दिस इज मॉइस्चर सेंसिटिव प्रोडक्ट. अगर माल में मॉइस्चर आता है तो इट इज वेरी डिफिकल्ट फॉर अस टू यू नो मीट आर क्वालिटी स्टैंडर्ड्स डिफाइंड. सो दैट इज वन प्रॉब्लम. सेकंड प्रॉब्लम इज थोड़ा सा इंडियन स्टील सेकेंडरी मार्केट भी स्लगिश रहता है. सो उसके कारण कुछ स्टॉकिंग इन्वेंट्री भी बनती है. H1 और H2 में 10% के आसपास का सीजनलिटी रहता है.
कभी कभार वो 15% 20% भी चल जाता है, डिपेंड करता है कितना लंबा बारिश चला।
ओके सर, गॉट इट। And sir, lastly, like by when this transaction will be completed? Like we are acquiring Mineral India, so ma'am, हम कब तक माने इसको पूरा हो जाएगा transaction?
सर, इसको हम लोगों ने EOGM process के through लेने का बात किया है। जो EOGM process का date है, वो 1st November का set है। जैसे ही हमारे को हमारे shareholders का approval मिल जाएगा, उसके बाद within next 5 to 10 days we'll try to take this in.
So like sir, हम लोग FY 26 में इसके numbers console करेंगे, if I'm not wrong.
Yes sir, from the date it will get into that, we'll console it.
Okay, so sir, like आपने अभी थोड़ी देर पहले revenue target दिया था 160 crore का, so like इसके अंदर Mineral India का फिर अलग से revenue आएगा, if I'm not wrong.
नहीं सर, ये जो 140 से 160 हम लोग ले रहे हैं, इसमें अभी कंजर्वेटिव वे में यही मान के चल रहे हैं कि देखिए मिनरल इंडिया का मोटा मोटी अक्टूबर तो खत्म हो गया, नवंबर 15-20-22 हो जाएगा, तो उसमें 2-3 महीने बचेंगे, तो उसको हम लोग इसमें रेलेवेंट नहीं मान रहे हैं। 10-15 करोड़ रुपए मान लीजिए उसका रेवेन्यू आएगा, उसका क्या इधर में टोटल रहेगा, आप मानिए कि 140 से 160 का गाइडेंस पे चल रहे हैं इस साल। हाँ, आप अगले साल की बात करोगे तो जो भी रेवेन्यू मोनोटेक्स का है, मेटलर्जिका का है, और प्लस 40 से 50 करोड़ रुपए आप MIGPL के जोड़ लो।
40 से 50 करोड़, ओके। एंड इसमें फिर पैट आई थिंक क्या मार्जिन रहते हैं इसके, लाइक एबिटा मार्जिन अलग से?
सर, पैट मार्जिन इसमें कंपेरेटिवली कुछ कम रहता है। ये काफी पुराना, 25-30 साल पुराना प्लांट है। हम लोगों ने ये प्रोप्राइटरशिप फर्म थी जिसको प्राइवेट लिमिटेड में कन्वर्ट किया था, उसी को थोड़ा सा डीप बॉटल नेकिंग कर रहे हैं ताकि वो इम्प्रूव करे। और ये प्लांट जो है काफी छोटे जगह पे, लगभग 2 एकड़ का लैंड साइज है, 1.5 से 2 एकड़ के आसपास का लैंड साइज है। आई एम नॉट कोटिंग द लैंड वैल्यूज एग्जैक्ट एनीवेयर बिकॉज आई डोंट हैव इट इन हैंड। ओके, तो इसमें क्या है कि आपको उस हिसाब से चलना पड़ता है।
तो सर, लाइक थैंक यू, दैट वाज वेरी हेल्पफुल फॉर माय साइड। थैंक यू
सो मच। थैंक
यू लेडीज एंड जेंटलमैन, दैट वाज द लास्ट क्वेश्चन फॉर टुडेस कॉन्फ्रेंस कॉल। आई नाउ हैंड द कॉन्फ्रेंस ओवर टू द मैनेजमेंट फॉर देयर क्लोजिंग कमेंट्स।
Before we conclude, I'd like to sincerely thank all our shareholders, analysts and participants for joining us today and for your continued trust and confidence in our company. Your insightful questions and engagement truly encourage us to keep delivering sustainable growth and value. We look forward to your continued support as we move ahead on our journey of strong performance and expansion. Thank you once again, everybody, and have a very good day.
Thank you. If you have any further questions or wants to further have a meeting, they can get in touch with Go India Advisors. Request can be sent to the email mentioned on the presentation at the end. Thank you. On behalf of Go India Advisors, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.
Thank you so much.